Good evening and welcome to Eastern Sierra Now. I'm glad you're here, especially on this Friday the 13th. Whether you're feeling lucky, unlucky, or just cautiously avoiding ladders and suspicious-looking black cats, we've got you covered. Tonight, we're bringing you stories that matter across the Eastern Sierra, from important community efforts and local achievements to updates that could affect how you travel, volunteer, and cheer on hometown teams. And with Valentine's Day arriving tomorrow, consider this your official reminder. Flowers are nice, chocolate is reliable, but remembering the date? Undefeated. Before we begin, today's broadcast is sponsored by Peak IV, helping Eastern Sierra residents recover, recharge, and stay ready for whatever the week throws at them, including Friday the 13th. And while you're here, don't forget to subscribe to our channel on YouTube and follow Eastern Sierra Now on Instagram and Facebook so you never miss the latest in local news. A pile burn began yesterday near the Mammoth Scenic Loop as part of the ongoing forest management efforts. Pile burning is used to reduce excess vegetation and lower wildlife risk. Smoke may be visible in the area during burning operations. Depending on weather and conditions, after the recent storms, conditions have become favorable to start operations in the area. Fire crews will monitor the burn site to ensure public safety and prevent spread beyond designated areas. Residents and visitors may notice smoke, but officials emphasize this is part of planned fire prevention work designed to improve forest health and reduce the future wildfire danger. The Eastern Sierra Avalanche Center is seeking volunteers to help with several upcoming events in Mammoth Lakes. Volunteer opportunities include assisting with check-in, selling raffle tickets and merchandise, and supporting vendor booths and movie nights connected to the Arc'teryx Academy event scheduled for February 20th through the 21st. Additional volunteers are also needed for an avalanche awareness evening on March 4th at Mammoth Brewing Company. Organizers say volunteers can sign up by email and may also have the opportunity to participate in the events they support. Feeling a little drained? Maybe that mammoth altitude hit harder than your morning espresso. Whether you're recovering from a big adventure or, let's be honest, a big night out, Peak IV Therapy in Mammoth Lakes has your back and your hydration levels. They offer IV drips, vitamin boosts, and treatment designed to help you bounce back faster than your group chat after a powder day. Plus, it's not just for recovery. Peak IV can help with energy, immunity, altitude sickness, or even that midweek I'm running on fumes feeling. Think of it as your mammoth recharge station, because let's face it, the mountains don't wait for anyone. Peak IV therapy, feeling better faster. Book your drip, get your boost, and get back to doing what you came here for, living your peak life. A new instrument approach procedure is now in place at Mammoth Yosemite Airport, improving safety and reliability for arriving aircraft. The new system allows planes to land when cloud ceilings are as low as approximately 500 feet above the airport, or when visibility drops to about 1 mile. Previously, aircraft requires ceilings of about 1,300 feet and greater visibility to land safely. The approach also aligns aircraft directly with the runway centerline, enhancing safety for both pilots and passengers. Officials say the satellite-based system required no capital investment from the town of Mammoth Lakes and is expected to support tourism, medical transport, and local business operations by improving access during poor weather conditions. Students from Bishop Union High School earned second place at a recent junior varsity math competition held January 21st. The Bishop JV Mathletes scored 28 points, finishing just 2 points behind Silver Valley, which took first place with 30 points. The host team from Rosamond finished with 17 points. Bishop students also earned 6 individual ribbons, including a second place finish by Banyan Fulkerson and third place finish by Santi Lopez and Tulika Deb. The team's coach credited the students' hard work and dedication, noting one final meet remains this season, scheduled for February 18th. The Salt Creek Boardwalk has officially reopened at Death Valley National Park more than 3 years after flooding destroyed the original structure. The wheelchair-accessible boardwalk provides visitors with a safe way to observe the Salt Creek pupfish while protecting the fragile stream bank and ecosystem. The original boardwalk was damaged by a flash flood in August of 22. An additional infrastructure damage occurred during Hurricane Hillary in 23. The rebuilt boardwalk includes reinforced flood-resistant features, including footings extending up to 20 feet deep. The project also included improvement to parking areas, new vault toilets, signage, and environmental restoration work. Park officials say interpretive signs describing the pupfish and its habitat will be installed in the coming months. Hey, Eastern Sierra, quick question. Do you like staying informed without refreshing Facebook like every 12 seconds, and that stupid algorithm moves things and you can't ever find it. You know, it's like a slot machine. Yeah, us too. That's why Eastern Sierra Now has a shiny, super convenient mobile app. Breaking news? Yeah, it's there. Weather? There. Local events? Also there. Pretty much everything except someone reminding you to drink water. We're working on that feature. And if you're the kind of person who loves getting important info delivered like a digital pizza, then hop on our email subscription list. We'll send the latest stories, updates, and happenings straight to your inbox. No spam, just news. And maybe the occasional dad joke if we can't help ourselves. Now, business owners, lean in for this part. Did you know Eastern Sierra Now is the place to advertise? Whether you want your brand in front of our growing audience or you need someone to manage your social media because yours hasn't been updated since the last solar eclipse. Look, we've got you, okay? We help local businesses get seen, get clicks, and actually connect with the community. Because no offense, but that blurry photo of your storefront from 2018, it's not doing the heavy lifting that you think it is. So download the app, join the email list, and if you're a business ready to level up, reach out and let ESN make you look good, really good. Eastern Sierra Now, local news, local voices, and yes, we'll even remind you when there's free food at community events. Tonight's sports report is brought to you by Copper Top Barbecue in Big Pine, serving authentic barbecue with locals' first approach and special discounts for local residents. Visit them online at coppertopbarbecue.com. The Bishop Broncos boys varsity basketball team closed out their regular season home schedule with a dramatic overtime win against the previously undefeated Cal City Ravens. The Broncos trailed by 13 at halftime, but battled back in the second half. Devon Mitchell tied the game with two free throws in the final seconds of regulation, sending it into overtime, where Bishop outscored Cal City 9-2 to secure the victory. Emery Dondero led Bishop with 20 points, followed by Will Kemp with 13 and Dom Dondero with 12. The win ended Cal City's undefeated run in league play and provided momentum heading into the postseason. Postseason brackets are now set for several Bishop Union High School winter sports teams. The Broncos girls soccer team is scheduled to host Dinuba High School with kickoff set for 4 p.m. Meanwhile, the boys basketball team will travel to Tehachapi for a 6 p.m. playoff matchup. Tickets for both games are available through GoFan with general admission priced at $10 and students and seniors at $5. Additional postseason action includes the Bishop Broncos girls basketball team hosting East Bakersfield at 6 p.m., while the boys soccer team will host Tehachapi at 4 p.m. Both games will also use GoFan ticketing, with gates opening 1 hour prior to game time. And that's your Eastern Sierra Now Sports Report, brought to you, of course, by Copper Top Barbecue, where locals come first, and great barbecue is always on the menu. CopperTopBarbecue.com.
In many emergency departments in America, overcrowding is kind of the epidemic of the age. In our emergency department, we have very low door-to-doctor time. The time between when you show up as a patient to be seen to when you're actually going to be seen in person by a doctor, and that care is going to be delivered 99% of the time in a private room. So that allows privacy to the patient. It allows care to be delivered in a humane and respectful way. Our emergency medicine care is world-class. We have a phenomenal team. I'm so proud of the care that we provide at Northern Inyo and the community that we're caring for.
Let's head up to the mountain. It's looking to be a great day on the slopes for the next couple of days. 52 inches of snow and powder conditioned after the recent storm. There's still some snow on the horizon, so here's to hoping for a long snow-filled ski season. We're looking at 179 open trails, 24 lifts open and spinning to help you reach every inch of the mountain. The backside is the recommended starting place today, but the whole mountain is offering up some great terrain. Some operations are still delayed due to the recent storm, but everything should be up and running for the weekend. Time for your weekend weather report. We've had some stormier days this week, but things are starting to look up, at least temporarily. Starting in Bishop, today brings sunny skies and highs in the upper 50s. Nighttime lows are expected to drop to the upper 20s with some light breezes. Tomorrow, expect partly sunny skies with highs in the low 60s and lows in the low 30s. By Sunday, the clouds are expected to roll in more completely. Highs are again expected in the low 60s and lows in the upper 20s. Up in Mammoth, we're expecting sunny skies today with highs in the low 40s and lows in the low teens. Tomorrow brings partly cloudy skies with highs in the upper 30s and lows in the mid-teens. On Sunday, expect more of the same with the highs in the low 30s. Nighttime lows are expected to drop to the upper teens. We have a nice weekend to look forward to. But another storm system is expected to roll in next week, bringing more snow. And as you're looking at what's happening across the Eastern Sierra, before we go, quick reminder to cast your vote in this month's Epic Eats poll, where we're on a mission to settle one of life's most important questions. Who serves the best pizza in the Eastern Sierra? Your vote matters, and yes, choosing more than one favorite in your heart is allowed. Be sure to subscribe to our YouTube channel and follow Eastern Sierra Now on social media to stay up to date with local news, weather, sports, and stories from across the region. Thanks again to Peak IV for sponsoring today's broadcast. Have a safe Friday the 13th. Enjoy Valentine's Day tomorrow, and we'll see you next time right here on Eastern Sierra Now.